So imagine a preschool that operates exactly like a medical teaching hospital.
I mean, that sounds pretty intense for 4-year-olds.
Right, it really does. But today we're taking a deep dive into how an educational hub in the Ohio Valley is, well, doing exactly that.
And borrowing tactics from corporate manufacturing floors, too.
Yeah, totally. For you listening, we're unpacking the Ohio Valley Educational Service Center's May 2026 update. And we're looking specifically at their recent achievements and the highly specialized new staff driving this whole mission.
The contrast here is what makes it so compelling, I think. You have an educational service center.
Which typically just handles like administrative support for local districts.
Exactly. But they're acting as an incubator for innovation. They're pairing this strong internal culture with very specific cross-functional expertise.
Well, let's look at that preschool example first because it completely changes how we think about teacher training.
Oh, the bright beginnings, preschool.
Yeah. So they just partnered with the Washington State College of Ohio to create this educational lab. It immediately reminded me of a teaching hospital.
Right, like clinical rounds.
Yes. College students get to practice teaching and get real-time feedback from their professors right there on site, while the preschoolers get, highly customized activities.
And bridging that theory and practice in an authentic environment does something crucial. It builds resilience.
Oh, wow. How so?
Where these college students develop classroom management skills long before they're isolated in their own classrooms full-time, which is a huge factor in preventing teacher burnout down the road.
That makes a lot of sense. And they're taking that same practical, community-focused approach to high schoolers, too.
You mean the driving school?
Yeah, the MOVESC Driving School. They recently secured a Honda Foundation donation to buy new, competitively priced vehicles for their consortium.
Which is huge. Driver's ed might not sound glamorous,
No, not at all.
but in rural or widespread districts, transportation is a massive barrier.
Yeah.
By updating these fleets affordably, they ensure driver education remains accessible for students who genuinely need it for jobs.
Or for college, yeah. And you can see them anchoring all these external wins with an internal focus on culture. Like they recently hosted their first annual Heart of Awards ceremony to recognize the specific dedication of their students and staff.
Yeah, celebrating the people doing the work.
Right, but running a complex teaching hospital for preschoolers or, managing a multi-district vehicle consortium takes massive coordination.
You definitely can't just run on good intentions.
No, exactly. Which brings us to their new staff contributions. Because scaling these programs requires, well, pristine data tracking, they just brought on Grace Campos as the director of data analysis.
Oh, right. Her background is in eMANS compliance.
Yes, which, if you aren't familiar, is the state's massive educational management information system. It can be an absolute nightmare of data entry and state reporting requirements.
Grounding in spreadsheets, basically.
Exactly. But her specialty is turning that raw compliance data into user-friendly solutions.
Which means administrators spend less time fighting with the data and more time supporting teachers.
Exactly. They also brought in Allie True as the new director of gifted and special services.
And her mandate is really interesting. She focuses on systemic practices that foster critical thinking.
Right, so rather than just like offering a one-off gifted program on Fridays.
Yeah, she looks at how to embed advanced problem-solving protocols into the daily curriculum across the board. The whole system elevates the students.
I love that. And then there's Ryan Wary, the new director of science learning. His resume had something that made me do a complete double take.
The Lean Six Sigma thing.
Yes, he brings 28 years of teaching experience plus an educational black belt from Lean Six Sigma.
It sounds like a massive culture clash, doesn't it?
It really does. Applying corporate manufacturing concepts in a middle school science class, Lean Six Sigma is all about, squeezing out profit margins and treating things as a production line. Isn't it dangerous to treat students like products on a conveyor belt?
Well, if you apply it to the students, absolutely. But Lean Six Sigma in education is about applying that framework to the processes, not the people.
Okay, wait. How does that work in a classroom?
Think about a middle school science lab. Lean Six Sigma is about eliminating waste. In a lab setting, that translates to streamlining how experiments are set up, how hazardous materials are distributed, and how data is recorded.
Oh, so it's about optimizing the environment itself.
Exactly. If the teacher isn't spending 20 minutes just passing out beakers and explaining safety protocols.
The students actually get to do the experiment.
You got it. It reclaims lost instructional time. The goal is that students spend 90% of their time actively doing the science rather than untangling disorganized equipment.
That strips away the logistical hurdles completely, so educators can focus purely on instruction.
It changes the entire flow of the classroom.
It really does. So looking at all of this, OVSC is pushing forward by combining cultural recognition, highly practical community partnerships, and recruiting staff with really diverse, unexpected expertise.
Yeah, they've recognized that to evolve education, you have to look outside of traditional educational models.
Which leaves you with a really interesting question to consider. If an educational service center can successfully apply corporate efficiency models like Lean Six Sigma to a science lab and a medical-style clinical lab training to early childhood education.
What's next?
Exactly. What other unexpected industry crossovers could completely revolutionize how we teach the next generation?